sister folk bring. Get it from Jose. Sticks at the Moway. Hit it, blown away. Shit on the hoes who say shit cause they know the hate. And whip it like a rollaway. Splits when I roll.
This is Psychonauts episode 5, brought to you in part by the Psychonauts team worldwide.
Chopsicle.
Chopsicle's with us. If everyone wants to announce their proper Chopsicle's with us, we got Verbatim, we got AOD.
Jockadai.
Jockadai. Jockadai's with us today, special guest Jockadai. How's everyone been? Happy post belated New Year. We haven't done one of these since last year, but we're here to go deep, regardless, and have a good time.
So deep, put that ass to sleep.
That's right, LL Cool, you know way.
That's right. That was good. That was good, guys.
So tonight we have a very, very special episode.
Yes.
An introduction, an induction, some might say, all the functions of every unction.
That's a function, right. Going deep
with it. Verbatim.
Yep.
Autonomous.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We'd like to put you on the chopping block tonight.
Oh yeah.
Me?
Yeah. Let's work over Verbatim. He's been overdue.
He's gonna work me over, man. I don't know, man. I don't. I get afraid. I'm under pressure.
He gets afraid.
I think I know how to answer this, but I think I know your answer for this, but ass or tits?
Oh, me, tits, definitely.
Wow.
Why? You thought the other?
Uchard. Jacket Eye. Ka-kaan!
I only got one role model in my life, and it's Kenny Powers, and he was full tits, man.
Ooh.
Tits it is.
Can't go back. Can't go back.
What about you, Chapo?
For sure, I cannot pass slapping a fat ass.
Right.
Rubbing a booty until my hand bleeds.
Damn. I second that. We got two asses and two tits, so.
You know tit?
AOD.
That's right.
Don't get me wrong, man. I'm more like 50-50 down the middle.
And that's my favorite part, the middle, actually. You know? But whatever.
You know what? It's tune in Tokyo all day on them babies. You know what I say? You know? Yeah. Turn and toss it to release the faucet.
Damn, you're like a prophet.
Oh, that was good.
That was good. You guys Jack are right on the fly.
Very bueno.
I don't know why it says me on my time here. I don't think you guys could see me. I'm not sure, but...
Because we're in Maine.
No, we're in Jupiter. But, what...
All right.
Let's start grilling.
Autonomous.
Yeah.
Dank or drink?
I've done this one. Play him it.
Oh, he's saying we're repeating an episode.
No, I've done this last week with him. Like that, he challenged me to like keep up with it.
We didn't.
Is that right, is this the same one?
No.
Oh.
Dank or drank? So, what you like, dank or drank? I prefer both.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little. Bit
actually, both. I might be a little more dank.
Yeah, I lean a little more drank.
Yeah,
check it out.
You know why he leans to the drink?
99.9% drink.
Yeah, you are.
And zero dank. It just the science has surpassed what we used to have with the giggles, and it's just like it's just shit now. Now it's just full paranoid and zero fun.
So but you're saying I agree with you that they've overpowered it.
I think it's got too many good scientists behind it.
Yeah.
There ain't no more pot. Happy giggles. Now it's just.
Am I gonna have a heart attack and die?
Now it's just look inward and be shit.
Yeah.
So no, I'm good.
I have to agree with you on all that. I've had many bad experiences with bad.
Yeah.
Bad dank.
No bueno.
I would say
the utmost rank. For Chapo is dank?
Yes. Same with AOD. I don't drink all day long.
Two in the pink, one in the stank.
That's how I thank.
AOD.
Zilla. Chapo.
Next one. Studio rituals for Beta Autonomous.
Okay, he's asking you a question about studio rituals.
Verbatim monotonous.
Here, I got to give the plug.
To the sponsor?
We are sponsored by Lunchables. Super good, super convenient. Get your kids some shit. Peace out.
That's right, man. Lunchables.
Verbatim like, in the spite of the night going into my fright.
He just, actually, that's pretty decent for verbatim.
That's all right.
The verbs come easily.
Better I can do.
Well, give it a shot.
Give it AOD. A shot. AOD, I got a good question for you.
Yes, sir.
Are you done rapping? I'm sorry. Did I interrupt you?
I wasn't rapping at all.
I am. Well, I'm done.
We have two people over here speaking. Yeah, so go ahead.
All right. So in theory, take the whole world population. If you take all the dogs, put them in a group. Then you take all the monkeys, put them in a group. And they battle with all of everything they got. Wolves, everything. Graybacks, who do you got? Dogs or wolves?
And did you say equal amounts of both?
Yeah.
100%.
So I'm talking about the little baby dogs. I'm talking about the little baby chimpanzees, the graybacks, everything. Who do you got? Wolves are included on the dog side.
Right.
That's a good battle, bro. Who do you got?
Look
at, it's like...
First of all, I go with the chimpanzees, hands down.
He didn't ask you, though. He said AOD.
But I thought he was asking both of us. We're on the podcast together.
No. So, world population, there's a war versus dogs and monkeys. What do you got? Nothing else said.
I think the monkeys would eventually outsmart the dogs, perhaps,
yeah.
Because of they have something dogs don't have, which is limbs.
Yeah, they could use weapons. They go crazy, man, with sticks.
I think the dogs have numbers, though. The dogs will have numbers,
but the packs.
Figure that out yourself.
Can dogs climb trees?
Is there a true answer to this question? Has it been mathematically solved?
Is there a logic?
Is alchemy a real thing?
Alchemy?
It was. Back during Uhtred's time.
I like my question. Who do you got? Dogs?
You know what? I think ultimately, because dogs love being in packs and they like being vicious, especially if they're not like the dogs we're thinking of where we would nurture them and feed them. They would have to fend on their own more. They might be a little more combative and perhaps more precise with their attacks. I think it would be a pretty even battle for a while. I don't think it would be a massacre of any sort if you're thinking worldwide. That's just how my brain reacts and thinks about that.
I see some orangutans just throwing out some very, you know, situational shit. Like, they're smarter than everybody.
Yeah.
But that's just me. I'm just curious. Chapo, who do you got? Dogs or wolves? I'm sorry, dogs or monkeys? Yeah. Yeah, I think monkeys would.
Yeah.
But I think they're going to be outnumbered 8-1.
Because monkey, they don't have breeds of things like a litter of them.
Monkeys will start organizing dog hunts and massacre them.
Well, they're the masters of the guerrilla warfare. One.
Yeah.
Right.
But then you got the gray wolves and shit. I mean, it would be a very interesting fight.
I like that. They are masters of the guerrilla warfare, the monkeys.
Right? I'm definitely Team Monkey.
Team Monkey. For the record. Team Monkey!
But it would probably be 8-1. So is the
because those dogs, man, they breed, you know, like rabbits. Happen,
that's just something I've been thinking about. I like your guys' opinion. What else you guys got?
You going like apocalyptic kind of question with that one?
It's fun. Well, I mean, what else were you supposed to do on this?
Well, let me ask you this: The Last of Us. Which episode was your favorite? If you've seen it.
No, I haven't seen that shit, bro. I ain't got no TV.
Oh.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I haven't seen it.
But TV in that cabin?
We'll have to. I'll have to bring a TV if we come to the cabin.
No, man, no electricity.
Oh no, I cannot.
Oh, bro, no, we got TV at the cabin. We got some satellites up there, but it's. I just don't watch it. I read.
I hear you. I do the same thing. It's just I focus on music more or less in my spare time. I don't really watch
that much TV. I'm not. Was that a zombie one?
Yeah. It was based on a video game from the PlayStation series.
Yeah, that doesn't make my pussy wet. I don't watch that. But I'm not discrediting it. I have a small view of. Like, I watched that new Lord of the Rings, and it was like, all right, I might not watch anything again.
Well, I watched the second Avatar.
Yeah, I heard it wasn't good.
Yeah, it wasn't. I watched the second Avatar, and wanted my eyes to be cut out of my skull and replaced on, like, a coffin somewhere. Right.
I'm like, how
it's been done before.
Crazy. Yeah, that Lord of the Rings just made me feel bad for...
Grand Theft Auto 3.
Made me feel bad for the professor, because they just fucked his whole world and made shit up. But what do I know? I don't know anything. Happened to read them all.
You know more than you intend to appear to know because you're a reader. I bet you read the whole Lord of the Rings book.
Oh, yeah. Like 9 times, and I read the Silmarillion. Yeah, but it's okay. They can do whatever they want.
I love
it. I'm just not a fan.
I hear you, bro. For sure. I'm with it.
What's an app to download at the App Store to keep your computer from shutting down?
Just delay the pause.
You should go into your power settings and change your screen to turn off after an hour, but your computer never to shut off. That's the safest thing to do.
Yeah, just give it a pause, bro.
Just be like
Mac or
what settings? I'm sorry.
Are you on Mac or Windows? You're on Mac, right?
Set again, energy saver. Or?
Yeah, turn that stuff off.
Oh, okay. Yeah, drag that mug.
Yeah,
drag that mug.
And then like screensaver, you could set that to whatever, and just make sure you drag that thing to never. You know. Valid question for the audience on the Psychonauts. We're totally anti-carbon, and we go deep on consumption of electronics. And you know what? I'm proud of it because we're the forefronts of bringing the technology to the nation, whether it's through music or through...
Perturabo. We're going to all be servants of Perturabo. It's all right.
Ooh. Never been better.
Yeah.
Next question.
The Lord of Iron.
Who's it for?
Verbatim autonomous. 90s rap song that you still throw on your speakers.
A 90s song you still throw on your speakers. That's hard for him because he's a real 80s.
A 90s man. Rap song that I still throw on my speakers.
Did you say rap or just song?
He said rap, I believe. You were cutting up. Can you restate
specifically,
it?
Specifically rap.
Rap.
90. This is, now think of this as sort of.
I would have to say this. I do love, and I've had this play several times, even mixed in with other non-rap songs. Ain't Nothing But a G Thing. By
Snoop Dogg. Was that old Cisco?
This is,
Cisco go in life, man?
Yeah, this is Yeah.
Where is Cisco?
Dun, 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 dun.
This is silver hair.
Silver.
Do you know, here's a fun fact about Chapo. I was just telling my wife this in the car ride. The first record label I was signed to, Ujamaa Records, Ujamaa brought the Jama. Sekou Ujamaa the father of drama, wanted Chapo to dye his hair platinum and wear a black nylon shirt, would we call
onesie,
it?
Like a onesie?
Like some lingerie.
Oh, Jesus
God. He just wanted some of the chops. He just wanted some of the chops.
Oh, God. Man.
You didn't do it?
Absolutely not.
Oh, my goodness.
Hot off the block. Oh, down damn. In the heart of the city.
You went on the chopping block.
No, he won the chopping
block. He went on the chopping block. In fact, one story to add to that, one time he told us to meet him in a parking lot, and he had me and my boy AI, formerly Obvious, formerly Neo, Robert Wilson, go up into the Washington building and grab some paperwork out of his drawers, and there was a sign on the door that said, "Seized, I believe, by the FBI."
Oh my God.
Damn.
That was our last encounter with Saku Ujamaa, but I've ran into him before, and I'll bring the drama to his mama.
Where did
I don't give a fuck about the karma.
Saku Ujamaa? He's Indian, that big mama?
African, brother.
Ooh.
I believe. Oof. But he had that Detroit vibe to him, you know. He was cool, like...
You want to get you all prettied up? Jesus, that would have been
He beautiful. Paid for studio time, and the advice I've gained from the studio's experiences I had was priceless. I remember I walked into a studio, and this guy said it was Diamond in the Rough Records, and he said, "I got a beat I want you to rap to," and he threw it on. And at that time, I was used to rapping about 90 beats per minute. And he threw on a beat that was 130. And I was like, "I got nothing for it." He's like, "Brother, let me tell you something. First thing about being an artist is you have to be able to adapt to any tempo of any song." Huh. Right. Real shit.
Yeah.
Especially a
singer. Or you're going to do your own fucking thing.
Is it always going to be
you just do your own fucking thing.
Absolutely. And
tell them to suck a dick.
Well, I choked. I did a B-Rabbit on him.
Well, but give me a better beat, motherfucker.
Well, wait a minute. What didn't we ever done something that...
I'm not going to lie.
Well...
And you know what? I learned valuable, like, that's the silver lining in it. And I had a bunch of valuable experiences. I've met artists in there that I work with up until 2005.
Chops, what's the biggest one, though?
I had a concert at J-Dubs, and I had the old mayor there, Pete Roosevelt, and I had Tim Duran there.
How was it?
And I rapped a song about my nuts.
How was it?
It was epic, amazing. I wish I could get the footage on tape. I wore a suit on the stage.
Yeah?
And I'll never forget that. I was like
Pee Wee Herman?
No.
Like a black suit. Like, and it was the worst mistake I ever made in my life.
Why? Everyone
because
loves
it was
Herman.
Hot.
The fuck?
Nobody loved Pee Wee.
Are you kidding me? I love Pee Wee. I would go to death for Pee Wee Herman right now.
That's some high praise, man, for Pee. Mm-hmm. To the double E. Pee to the double E. Wee.
How he makes his breakfast, bro?
Dude, that was the best. Mr. T.
Doesn't want that in their life.
AOD.
Mr. T cereal, man.
What's top love for breakfast?
Oh,
nothing.
I think you love, that might be your favorite meal. I'm not sure.
Mm. Really?
Every morning you were here, man. We went and got some like, good old Wawa sandwiches every morning.
For breakfast?
Sometimes.
Absolutely.
Sometimes he didn't get some breakfast. Jersey he would be style. Like, "I want some jalapeno poppers." It was like a la carte. Whatever he wanted, he got.
A la carte.
No jalapeno poppers. Never.
Whatever he wanted, baby.
He doesn't know Chops. He knows Chops very little.
He ain't got no green in his life, bro. Well, we've catered off to what I want to. All right, so I'm Team Monkey.
I'm Orangutan. Bang.
I think we're all monkeys.
Yeah, man, I think we all are on that one.
All right, now I got to put my attention to beefing up the dog population.
You are a dog, brother. Jack and I.
Who let the dogs out?
Ooh.
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 Who let the chimps out?
AOD, do aliens exist?
Yes. I am one.
Verbatim?
No. There's no proof.
So God don't exist either, then?
You must have faith in God, but not in aliens.
Oh, then you are talking oxymoronically.
Yeah, he asked the question.
I'm saying a true answer, but go ahead, Chops. I'm sorry to interrupt.
You're like Buddha. The truth lies with you.
Lies inside you.
I would say there has to, the probability of aliens. Yes, there's so many star systems and galaxies, billions upon billions of stars, and they have to have support some form of life. And even if you had one advanced intelligent species per galaxy, the universe would be still teeming with life. You know, we may not be able to talk to them.
I'm not sure he asked if there the whole theory behind it. He was just asking yes or no.
Oh. Well, I figured I'd add a little background, but...
Okay.
I would say, yeah, I believe in him.
Oh, he changed his mind to he believes him then after calling me a psychopath.
Well, you soiled God, so I had to do something to atone for your sin.
All right, you guys are up. What's the answers?
Batter up.
Jack and I?
Yeah, I believe in the universe. It's impossible that they're not. Well, are we going to connect with them in our lifetime?
Maybe.
Maybe, maybe not. I don't know. But
maybe they don't want to connect with us.
Well, then it's not.
You got to think that if a civilization is advanced to get to where our planet somehow, they may look at us as like chimps, like monkeys. Like, we don't want to talk to them.
Yeah.
What are they going to offer us? They're like simpletons compared to us. So they just observe from afar.
Yeah, they might just blow by and be like, all right, we're good with these guys. But yeah. No, I get it. It's just...
it's like humans trying to make...
If you look out the dog's leader, a beautiful night, you can just see nonstop. It's impossible that there's not life out there.
Yeah.
Is my...
It's just too vast.
My counter.
Too vast.
And are we ready to accept them? I would say no.
No.
Right? But...
I mean, I'd have a choice.
I mean, we're like 100 years away from using a hand as a thermometer, right?
Right.
Yeah, right.
Let me feel your head, or you have a fever, go lay down.
We're like 190 years away from broadcasting radio signals out to space.
Yeah.
It's funny how, if you look at it like that, man, it's beautiful, but the pace of our progression cannot accept another species being out there. But it's cool.
At the moment.
It's fun to think about. It's fun to think about. Maybe they have a lot of solutions, or they don't want to just take all our shit.
There is no way possible that it is they don't, because I formed a symbiotic relationship with multiple aliens, slept with multiple aliens, became multiple aliens.
Through the journey of the psychonaut's mind. How did you achieve all of
this? Yes or no?
What?
Neuralink, yes or no?
Yes.
AOD.
AOD, Neuralink, yes or no?
Give me a description of Neuralink.
You would have at your fingertips basically a fucking Siri inside your fucking mind.
Okay. I wouldn't want to be the first generation.
Yeah. Maybe the fourth.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I'm pretty cool, man. I'm actually happy with life.
I don't even update my phone, so yeah. I'm going with first generation.
All right.
Choppa, we'll you are taking a risk there, then.
You just make a... You just complete become the
cyborg.
You become the Primarch.
You want to be like RoboCop, version one.
Murphy. Yeah. RoboChop.
You're Murphy, basically. But you volunteered to become Murphy.
Connecting the ones and the twos sometimes, maybe?
Tune in Tokyo.
Kaka!
Yeah. AOD is mixing a little concoction I like to call OJ and Gratonomy. I got the Kratos. Mm.
Who slapped Chris Rock? Was it Will Smith or the Fresh Prince?
I like my question better. I thought my question was dope as shit.
What was your
question? That's actually a good way of looking at it.
Fucking dogs.
I already told you it's orangutan.
I think he reverted back to his primal form, the Fresh Prince. I think it was the Fresh Prince.
Did you say primal form as if he was like...
Yeah, man, because to do that at the Oscars, you can't be your real self. He was playing a character, he thought. I mean, who would do that if in their right mind?
Who said anyone had a right mind?
So you, is that suffice that answer?
Yeah, absolutely. There's no wrong answer. What would you do if you found out R. Kelly creeping in your closet?
I would run like the Dickens. Run off.
Run off where?
I would run off to my kitchen.
No, it's like...
He was I'm not scared. Was lurking in my closet.
Oh, well then I would ask...
I'm more scared about mice than R. Kelly.
He's more scared of rodents than R. Kelly.
Yes, 100%. I hate mice.
You got any money for AOD?
He said... He would say, "Hey, R. Kelly, you got any money for AOD?
Damn right.
Yeah.
I'm like, you're getting a free peep show, so... Yeah.
He's getting a free peep show. We really crafted something out of that question.
They don't call
favorite me. Song from the 90s was Mama from Tupac. Can we play that?
No.
Absolutely.
If you wanted to circle back, that if it doesn't make you want to fight, maybe that's just me.
Choppa.
I'm more of the Ambitions as a Rider by Tupac.
And I thought about like 10 Biggie songs, but
yeah.
And there's no way I should be in this group of like saying rap songs. I think you should, man.
Your playlist was impeccable tonight.
I was just playing hippie and hillbilly.
There's no wrong answer.
Yeah, no, but I'm going back to that. Come on, Mama from Tupac is a good-ass jam.
Can we throw that on, AOD?
It might get him in the mood.
Yeah, let me cue it up. Is that illegal for podcasting?
Nah, dude. How about that?
Bop your wood.
If you had more than 10,000 viewers.
Hold on. We got to get another sponsor plug. We're sponsored by Lunchables.
Lunchables. Pancakes.
This is the best.
That's the pizza,
feed
right?
Feed your own kids.
It's like a birthday cake.
Lunchables are good.
Lunchable. Love.
Would they change the look of the packaging? It used to be like a yellow color.
Don't talk shit about the sponsor, bro.
I don't know if you can hear the song too well. It's on, though. When I was young, me and my mama had beef, 17 years old, kicked out on the streets.
Go back at the time, I never thought I'd see a face. Ain't no way. You gotta find that new, bro. I don't want to. Sorry, Mama. That's
Mama.
Yes, I answered.
I thought it was a good answer.
Yeah, so there That's was. Great. I played Mama for you. I know the audio wasn't optimized for it, but it came through the podcast. Mama.
You could just play it on YouTube. Fire it off.
It played in 3 seconds.
No, we were just giving a little flavor of Mama.
And even as a black queen, Mama, you always was a black queen.
Yeah, I like
Mama.
That.
Oh, come on now. That's it. I'm good with that. That's a banger.
AOD,
Yes, sir. My answer to what 90s song? I mean, I could go through 1,000 of them.
Oh. Biggie Smalls.
Well, that wasn't the question.
Yeah, he's like, there's okay, too many choices.
I'm telling you, my whole playlist is from the 90s with rap.
You got some 80s, Jackson. And
honestly, like, I mean.
You got some Dayton boys in there? You got the Dayton boys in the mix?
They don't know about no Dayton family.
I don't think I knew nothing about no Dayton.
Yeah, I don't know nothing.
Can I get a Dayton family reel with this?
Yeah.
For at least a minute and 40 seconds.
Okay, cool.
All right.
You guys got diapers on. It's about to get moist.
Uh-oh. Woo. I'm about to get moist off of some Kratom.
Kratos over here is drinking his Kratos.
Are you drinking those Kratos?
Mmm.
I told him to pop them.
God, it's like drinking mud.
It's like drinking mud.
Yeah, man. Just take the pills. Be happy.
Do you take the pills? Those?
No.
No.
Kratom.
Yeah.
I never heard of that, like, before, like, recently. Where the hell? It just came out of nowhere.
It came out of right field because the left was empty.
What do you think about it, verbatim? What are your thoughts?
I love it. I've tried it multiple times.
Chili's. Get some Chili's.
I give it a 10 out of 10 for the effect it has.
Ayo.
Is that good?
What do you bring to the chip pile?
What do I bring to the chip pile?
I think you have to explain the chip story to him.
Yeah, what does that mean, even?
So, in elementary school, the Huntington boys, the Cozy boys, had a chip pile. And what it was is you bring a bag of chips. You throw a bag of chips in. What bag of chips are you throwing in? Are you throwing into the chip pile? Are you sitting at the table with the boys eating from the chip pile? Are you standing at a different table eating from another chip pile? Or are you not eating chips at all? You're happy with mom's PB&J?
Crave case.
Crave case.
I think what Chapo's asking you is, do you contribute to the chip pile and eat with the cool people? Or do you say, I eat my own chips. Go F off.
100% I eat my own chips. Go F off. Because I've been that way even in high school with my fuck off crew.
So he's more of a stealer than a giver.
Yeah. They called us the fuck boys.
He was mentored in to be a stealer and a thief and a con artist. As opposed to a real decent human being, it sounds like. What?
All because
like he said
he likes solitary. That's all I was saying. Like, I don't go along with the crowd always. I like to more go against the crowd.
Okay, so you were with the crowd. That's
That's a good thing.
Yeah.
But guess what? I went against the crowd, but the crowd turned out to be part of the crowd. And then we ended up being the crowd. We outdid the crowd.
Sounds very crowded.
All love.
We love every... Look, I can't say enough about how much love I know that me and Chapo got towards every project, every thought, every conversation we have with each other. So
I see it in those caterpillars, bro.
I'm telling every you, day. Bro, it's like... I appreciate the compliment. And I also appreciate the compliment on my song I did, Sludge Pit.
Sludge Pit, it was called?
Yeah. That's the one, right, Chop? Was that one? Or was this a different person?
No, Sludge Pits, you guys. I've seen it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Bump that motherfucker. I want to hear that right now. Can we hear it through the phone?
So my Mac needs to be repaired, but if I play, it'll kind of come in and out. Maybe Chapo can bump it, and it'll come through the speaker real nice over here. If it's possible.
Yeah, man. Those speakers.
Let's try it out.
All right, in this pause, I will just talk shit about Warhammer 40K. You guys get into that at all?
I'm still unsure if it's a game or a movie.
What is it? Yeah, I don't know. I'm not getting it. What is it? Is it a game?
No, I know 1% of this fucking universe, and it's amazing. I spent 3 months just like listening to shit. They have literally 2,000 books, and it started as like a
it's a book series game.
Oh, but okay. They just created this universe.
Oh, nice.
And if I'm guessing, this is where the movies are going to start to go. It's dope as shit. Like the pantheon and universe and just the complexities. Again, I know 2%. One more than one, but it is badass. But I've always read and listened to fantasy shit. 40K is unbelievable.
Well, I'll definitely have to check it out. You piqued my interest.
No, I couldn't give it a stronger recommendation. Like, you like Lord of the Rings? You like some of that shit?
Yeah.
This is
Game of Thrones.
100. But what do I know? I'm just a simple Polack doing my thing. All right, Sludge Pit.
This is something so low that I gotta get it wrong. Never touch a motherfucking mud and pick it out the sludge pit. Got those lovely subs to hit, rub a button to the tip. Dumb as fuck come up with shit, they wonder what the fuck's with him. Create a cut it thing, blaze it, blood it, bloods again. Take each other, plug it, hit, break some motherfucking pants. Straight up, struggle out of them. Still seeing the demons lurking, I get to speak this slurring. If I got beef, I'm murderous, chopping me in the dirt. I'm serving them like a fiend, deserving. So grab a lot of pride, drop them, got it wired. Buy it by the piles, and the vibe goes well over a couple of thousand miles.
Salem County witch trials, hailing bounty bitch file. Flailing round, we fix smile. Drilling some Heidi, sounding fire. Undenying, spitting fire. Relight riddance higher. I said higher. Come on now, we nest it, kid. Bring the sound, swish your bit. Liquor stash off the lid. Memoir set, light it big. Pen mark red, highlight pig. D-mark pen, my sign say. Remorse then, I puff fake. Sink and harp, these angels brag. Frank Park, hear these legend sags. Some shark bite on my head. Sleep mark white, I am sad. Restart by my dead. Pre-bark psych, cycles red. Menstrual psych, cycles bad. Hypo brag, psycho head. Tito fan, leg ring glad. Milo rhymes times glad. My show bites like crabs. Psycho knots, right thin lad. Postal tones, sim fried lad. Postal haunts, in flight hat. Roast off raw, skin like bad. Most at once, been like that. Posted blondes, miss my dad. Posted zone, launch my pad. Post alone, posted shown. Crossing grown, frosty zone. Frosty zone, boss belong. Red we own, floss we grown. Toss me sown, yes we bone. Indeed we know. Blessed papa, my heart's own. Caressed drama, the heart that throne. All alone, king of bomb. Sing the song, bring it raw, all night long.
Sludge Pit, the first full song we've ever played in our lives.
Play that one too. Yeah,
play yeah, give him some too. Down River.
Real nice. Down River,
special,
baby.
Real nice. I love this.
Down River, special, baby.
Down River, so nice. Looking
real nice.
Down River,
special, baby.
Down River,
Zilla, out of the down river, riding the bar below, 5 out of 5, kill him, divide by a million, define my pimping.
Oh!
Oh! The children, got the real stripping, monster in the building, rocking at the ceiling, no stopping, no limits, no shot so brilliant. Go drop all the wig, go cop it off the rip, yo, jocking my shit, cuz.
Grandmaster Chopzilla.
Down river special, baby.
Down river,
Yo, man, you did a good job.
Dude, that was awesome, man. Downriver.
Real nice. Yo, he heard that hook I did. I didn't drop it yet. I'm about to, though.
Real nice.
Yeah, send it to me.
Oh, I'll send it over. You could, yeah.
That's got to be hook of the year so far, Choppa. Hook of
is that
the
one on
it,
Downriver?
Yeah, for sure.
All right, find it for me. I don't know how to fucking do that shit. I'm 90.
I'm floating down. Real nice.
All
Chop.
I want that as my ringtone. I only follow one motherfucker.
Yeah, 1-2K followers, 40 following. You're one of them. I'm the realest.
I'm gonna send that to Val right now.
That rhyme real nice. Send it to Val right now because we're going deep to disembowel.
With Pacow.
And make it meow.
Or sludge pit. I'm gonna actually.
Sludge pit.
I'm gonna play
more down of a feel right.
Or can we take a break from the podcast?
Yeah.
For Downriver.